This is Transformation Sunday. It's a time as we look at Christ and his disciples as Jesus was transformed right in front of them. And all through Scripture, God, through Christ, even from Genesis to Revelation, he would always tell us when we get into something that we don't understand, he would always say, "Do not be afraid." So, pick up the scripture in Matthew 17, verses 1 through 9. And I'm going to include up to verse 13. My Bible is laid out in subtitles. In Matthew 17, the subtitle is the Transformation. And it leads into the next subtitle, which we'll look at probably next week, where Jesus heals a demon-possessed boy. But I hate starting and leaving off before completing the thought into the subtitle. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. 6 days later, Jesus took Peter and his two brothers, James and John, and led them up a high mountain. And as the men watched Jesus' appearance change so that his face shone like the sun and his clothing became dazzling white, suddenly Moses and Elijah appeared and began talking to Jesus. Peter blurted out, "Lord, this is wonderful. You want me to build three little shrines, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah?" But even as he said it, a bright cloud came over them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, and I am fully pleased with him. Listen to him." The Shema, "Hear. Listen to him." The disciples were terrified and they fell face down on the ground. And Jesus came over and he touched them. Red Letter Edition says, "Get up and don't be afraid." And when they looked, they saw only Jesus with them. And as they descended down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, "Don't tell anyone what you have seen. I, the Son of Man, will also suffer at their hands and be raised from the dead." The disciples asked, "Why do the teachers of religious law insist that Elijah must come and return before the Messiah comes?" Jesus replied, Red Letter Edition, through verse 13. "Elijah is indeed coming first to set everything in order. But I tell you, he has already come, but he wasn't recognized, and he was badly mistreated. And soon the Son of Man will also suffer at their hands." Then the disciples realized that he'd been speaking of John the Baptist. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.